Hi, this is Jeff Simons, and you're listening to Ghosts of River Run. Welcome to episode 3, where we'll be talking about the song Out of Here, as well as the songs that influenced both its sound and its composition. In order to maximize your podcast enjoyment, make sure you have the Ghosts of River Run Spotify playlist handy, so you can check out these songs in full afterwards and go back and hear the songs we did last time, or cheat and look ahead. You do you, my friends. So I'm an interstate kid. I'm too young to be a state highway kid, you know, Route 66 or state highway this and that. And a couple of places where you grow up, you get to know the local roads. But, you know, my memories of being in a car, which are so central to this first part of River Run. I know it's come up before in the podcast, but this song especially. I spent them on interstates, I-5, I-10, I-40, I-80, but especially the infamous ribbon of highway that stretches from Maine to Florida, that's Interstate 95. It played an enormous role in my childhood. I basically grew up in Maryland. But my family, as you know from the early episodes of this podcast, is from Florida, or my mom's family. And so we would go and visit them like a lot, which meant a 1,000-mile drive straight down I-95 from Baltimore to Central Florida. And so I remember the experience of the back seat of my parents' car with that rumble of the interstate, and the occasional stop for gas or to pee or to ply me with a McDonald's cheeseburger to, you know, buy my silence. And the sameness of all those interstate towns, you know, depending on how far my parents felt like driving for the day. I've stayed in just about every little town in North Carolina and South Carolina, breaking up the drive into 2 days, you know, Lumberton, exit 22. I even stayed at south of the border when that wasn't an ironic choice, you know, this horrible racist hotel that's straddles the North Carolina, South Carolina border. I stayed in Florence. I've stayed in a lot of them. And then driving around in the van with the Rich Price Band in 2004, traveling around the country, we ate up those interstates, and we ate up those little towns. And you've all been to them. You pull off the side of the road, and there'll be gas stations on the right and gas stations on the left for the traffic going in both directions. You'll have a 76 and a 66 and an Exxon and a Sunoco and a Texaco and a something co. They each have their own little mini marts. And there are fast food restaurants, right? In my childhood, it was McDonald's and Burger King and Burger Chef and Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Now there's always a Subway, sometimes embedded in the mini mart, right? You get excited when you get one of the smaller chains, you know, like, oh, wow, we could have a Habit Burger today or whatever it is, right? But there's such a sameness to those interstate stops. The way they're designed to get you on and off the road without ever having to engage with an actual space, right? You engage with the parking lot and the bathroom and the drive-through window and off you go, and the gas pump. And the people who are there, you don't talk to them, you don't get to know them really. They become interchangeable with the people at the next one 300 miles later and the next one 300 miles after that. And this song, Out of Here, the third track on River Run, is my attempt to give voice to the kid who sells me my Milky Way bar in the middle of my 12-hour drive. You know, I just drove across the country and back in the pandemic summer with my family, and we were our own little island with coolers and masks and hand sanitizer. And the only time I talked to human beings was to pay for gas when I had to. Sometimes I just stayed out at the pump. And I thought about the song every time I talked to them, because surely they had a story. They had something they would have loved to have told me if I had had the time or the inclination to sit and listen. And the anonymity of those exchanges and those interchanges is what I was really interested in trying to capture the other side of in this song. Well, I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to get out of here. Well, I hate this little town and all the people looking down on me. Can go to hell when I get out of here. I got no money to get me out of here. No talent to take me far away from here. I'm so bored I could cry. When I see the mountains before I die, and I will when I get out of here. Angry. Angry young man. To quote Krusty the Clown. Krusty the Clown is hard to say. Jeez. So the first song that really informs this track is Steve Earle's Someday. The song doesn't sound anything like that, but I first heard Steve Earle's Someday in college, and I thought he captured some of what I was trying to communicate here really well. It's a great song about this kid who works one of these places, and my favorite lines are the lines when he reminds the driver that their kind of in and out moment is not his reality. His reality is that he's stuck there, and because it's Steve Earle, he does it in just a few incredibly well chosen phrases. So my character has a lot in common with this one, but I was interested in a less kind of country southern kid. You know, I wanted the song to sound a lot like the punk rock that I listened to when I was that frustrated kid feeling stuck. You know, I mean, I wasn't stuck like somebody growing up, you know, in the middle of Wyoming. Is Rollins Wyoming, one of the like three other guys working at Little America on I-80. Like, I definitely wasn't geographically isolated like that, but any teenager with ambition feels a little trapped, I think. And I definitely felt that way. But so when I wrote the song, I wanted that Steve Earle character, but I wanted to put him in my shoes, particularly my sonic shoes. So there's really two bands that really inform what Out of Here sounds like. And the first is Minneapolis's Husker Du. I can't overestimate how important Husker Du was to me as a teenager. Finding those records was like, you know, just a beacon from elsewhere that everything was going to be all right, because there were people who felt like me and people who had the same kind of internal energetic turmoil that needed releasing. So Husker Du put out five phenomenal records in 4 years, starting in 1984, I think. 84 was Zen Arcade. And then they put out two albums in 85 and an album in 86 and a double album in 87. And there's no question, if they weren't my favorite band, they were the most important band to me. And so Out of Here is a deliberate attempt to capture some of what they did, the swirling guitars, super sharp short songs. And you can hear everything that's great about this band from this clip from a song from 1985 called I Apologize.
Makes me blind.
amazing stuff. If you're not familiar with Husker Du, you got to get on it. They keep on giving, like, all these decades later, those records just still wind me up. But I don't play that fast. Like, you know, there's something right on the edge of out of control about Husker Du. They're a hardcore band. I Out of Here wasn't going to really fit in the record at that breakneck tempo. I wanted it to be fast as hell, but not so fast that it really felt out of step with the rest of the record. So I thought about, well, what can I take that blends that same kind of moment in the 80s to Husker Du to make it something that sounds more like me, but doesn't betray the kind of teenage fury that I want to be at the center of the song. And that's when I realized what I really wanted to do was pull back the tempo and think of this terrific band from the late 80s called The Smithereens. The Smithereens put out two or three records right in a row, bang, 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 had a couple of big hits. I think their biggest hit was from the third record. It was called A Girl Like You. I think that's when they really broke into national consciousness. But I was lucky enough to find them early and fell just head over heels for the first record from 1986, which is called Especially For You. My high school band, we all loved it. We covered, I think, four songs from a 12-song record in our shows. I mean, our shows were ridiculous. I just found a live tape from an old SFX show, and we would play three or four 50-minute sets as a show. So we'd play for you know, 3 hours and 50 minutes. We'd play for 50 minutes and take a 10-minute break. We'd do that four times, come on at 8 and be off stage at midnight. Then we'd pulverize people. Like this live tape that somebody sent me a year ago, we played 44 songs, something like that. All the original songs we've written and tons of covers. It's probably 2/3 covers. And so, yeah, we needed four Smithereens songs to fill 4 hours. There's this hilarious moment at the end of one where people are leaving because they're exhausted and we're pulverizing them with some 100-mile-an-hour song. And I say, there's like quiet applause at the end, and I say, yeah, thanks for staying. Like, I'm pissed off at people left after only 3 hours and 40 minutes of music. It's hilarious. Anyway, the Smithereens is the other band that informs Out of Here. The beautiful sounding bass, and I can't sing like Pat D'Anizio, but I tried to. So here's a clip of my favorite song by the Smithereens. It's called Behind the Wall of Sleep, and it's got a deliberate kind of nostalgic, reverby feedback. You know, the song references the 65 Rolling Stones. But if you hear that and you put it with Husker Du's kind of like acrid candy, like Husker Du to me sounds like rock candy, crystal meth style, you know, like it's like glass in your mouth, but it's delicious. And the Smithereens is a much more old school, smoother approach. And that was really the needle I was trying to thread with Out of Here. So we'll go out on Behind the Wall of Sleep by the Smithereens. Thanks so much for listening and for checking out River Run. And remember, please follow me on Instagram, follow me on Spotify, spread the record, spread the music. I'm in that moment where I really need your help tipping the record into national consciousness. So if you like what you hear, take the extra 60 seconds to do the social media crap and help spread it around. It makes such a big difference, and I am super grateful in advance. So hope you enjoyed, and I'll be back with episode 4 to close out part 1 of River Run next time. You all take care and be safe and be healthy and get your vaccine.